split between the thinker and the doer. Once you create a split in yourself, then as a doer, you are different from the one who knows, who thinks. If this split has taken place, do you think that you can succeed in life? Even with money or anything else, you cannot. Because the person, you, is already split. As a thinker, you are entirely different from the performer, the one who does things, the doer. There is only one I, and when you see yourself as a split person, then you cannot enjoy what money buys. You will be worried all the time. You cannot do a wrong thing without a conflict, and every conflict naturally creates a split in you. The conflict itself is the split, and the split creates conflict. The more conflict there is, the more split the person is. It is not a conflict of choice. It is a conflict between you, the knower, and you, the doer. The split is in the very personality, the very person. So, the mind is unable to enjoy the pleasures that money has bought. If a person already has a split between what he or she thinks and does, how can there be enjoyment of anything? Whether it be food or a beautiful house, being in conflict, the person is also potentially moody. You have to determine whether someone is in a good mood before you can talk to the person. And good moods come only occasionally. When you say what you have to say, the person may feel so bombarded that he or she gets into yet another bad mood. So the person is nothing but mood. Potential mood, all due to split, the conflict between the thinker and doer. By analyzing such situations, you find that this split, which is the basis of all psychological problems, has something to do with our rubbing against the law of dharma. Just look at yourself. When you are in conformity with the order, there is always freedom. There is harmony, joy, and certain composure. Whereas, when you rub against the order, you get rubbed in the process. No one can rub against something without getting rubbed. If you rub against a rough bark of a tree with your bare body for 5 minutes, you will see who gets rubbed, and this knowledge will stay with you for at least 10 days. That you never rub against anything without getting rubbed in the process needs to be well understood. Every gain implies a loss. Having understood that you cannot rub against the moral order without being rubbed in the process, it takes even more understanding to know exactly how much you lose by performing some actions. It becomes a matter of self-esteem. What kind of self-esteem can there be when a division has been created between the thinker and the doer? Sooner than later, you will conclude that you are worthless. This process can be seen when you make a very simple resolution such as, tomorrow I am going to get up early in the morning at 6 o'clock and I am going to meditate for half an hour. You have decided that you begin the day with some kind of meditation is good and this is what you want to do. Therefore, you are going to get up half an hour earlier than usual and meditate. Whose decision is this? It is not someone else's, it is yours. You even set your alarm clock to ring at 6 o'clock and it does. In fact, it never stops. It goes on beep, beep, beeping. Then what you do? Annoyed, you turn the alarm off and go back to sleep. Do you know why? Because the one who made the decision last night to get up half an hour earlier did not consult the one who had to wake up the next morning. This is like a husband making a decision to go on a weekend family trip without informing or consulting his wife. The decision to wake up earlier was made by someone who thinks and figures things out, whereas I'm the one who has to get up. Therefore, you had better consult me before you decide anything. Between husband and wife, there can be some consultation. But when I am thinking that I will get up half an hour earlier, the weaker is not there to be consulted. Here is a real problem, because the waker is also me. While this plight looks very simple, it is actually a very complex issue. The split between the one who thinks and knows and the one who does is a very self-detrimental split, one that eventually and naturally leads to self-condemnation. If you tell me to do something and I decide not to do it, it is quite different from when I tell myself to do something and I cannot do it. Once, twice, or thrice is not a problem, but when I cannot conform to my own decisions more times than not, what self-esteem will I have? If it happens only once, I can always justify not having done something, but if I do it consistently, then I cannot have any self-esteem. And without self-esteem, no one can really help me. Even the Lord cannot boost me up, because intrinsically I have a problem. Therefore, I am the loser. If I am together as a person, I can enjoy sports and a variety of the other situations that do not cost money. I can even enjoy myself, which also does not cost money. Whereas, if in the process of gaining money, I lose myself, the transaction is definitely a bad bargain. To know this about myself is education. It is growing up. Who then can afford not to have such knowledge? Since I have a faculty of choice, I must necessarily exercise the choice. I must know the norms which are the basis upon which I choose. These norms are known to me by my own common sense. The only education needed with regard to them is an understanding of what I lose when I gain something. In a so-called gain, I should be able to see how much I lose. If I do not lose, then the gain is truly a gain and is worthwhile. Whereas, if I lose, the gain is not worthwhile. Therefore, the means that one follows in gaining one's ends are very important.